This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Today on the radio show, we got a busy day today. We got Jason Smith in the next segment. Jason will join us. I'll talk to him a little bit about the Memphis Tigers and Dane Danger. They had an interesting piece in The Athletic today that hinted to me about how the Tigers may be anticipating getting Dane Danger eligible. John has sort of talked around it a little bit, hopeful. And there's a piece in The Athletic today that discussed a path towards this that I wanted to bring up with Jason. We've got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. He has counted down his Grizzlies roster players. Let me ask you this. In order of most valuable in terms of their contracts, most valuable to least valuable, Asari Yuki was last at 18. Spoiler alert, Jai is number one. Who is more valuable, Jalen Wells or Scottie Pippen?
I think you probably have to say Wells because I think Wells, because of size,
everything
has a higher ceiling.
I would have 100% said Wells.
Yeah.
He said Pippen.
Okay, I'm interested to hear his rationale because I know he's smarter and more informed than I am.
Isn't that kind of amazing to you? Like, I acknowledge that Scottie Pippen has become a real part of this team's future, like one of the revelations of this past season. But would you put him ahead of Jalen Wells, who's a 3-and-D player?
And not only a position of need, but I just feel like his ceiling's higher.
Yeah. Well, kind of interesting. So among the things we'll talk about with Chris is that. Obviously, we had the NBA playoffs. We'll get to that a little more here in a moment as well. And then Bill Dries is going to join us. Bill Dries is a legendary reporter. He's with the Daily Memphian now. And easily the most prolific writer at the Daily Memphian. He's been covering the city for forever. But he had a series on Tom Lee, and I mean, I'm kind of aware of Tom Lee, right? You know, Tom Lee plucked a bunch of people out of Mississippi.
It's right? Like I know the background,
the basic whatever. But I didn't know really anything about it. And he wrote this incredible series on Tom Lee. And yesterday was the 100th anniversary of said plucking of people out of the Mississippi River. And so I thought to wrap it up before the weekend, we would hear from Bill Dries and a little bit about Tom Lee. So that is the lineup for today. Jeffrey, we were right and wrong, I think you'd have to say. Wouldn't you say?
I'm glad you brought this up. So we nailed it on the number of votes.
Oh, that's an interesting way to look at it. So what we said was that there would be a new pope by the time we started talking on the radio today. And I believe we are now talking.
One for one.
I believe we are talking on the radio right now, and there is a new pope, right? We did say, though, that it would be a vote this morning in Rome in the Vatican City that would select the new Pope. And in fact, it was a vote yesterday. But you're right. At the time we said that it was going to be a vote this morning, we thought there were two votes Thursday.
We knew there was one vote on Wednesday.
Yeah, and we thought there was no chance. There was no chance.
And we believed that there was a morning and an afternoon vote. So we thought there were going to be Thursday.
By the fifth total vote,
we thought they'd have an answer.
Fifth, yeah, but we actually thought it was going to be the fourth vote, mm-hmm. right? Didn't we think it was going to be the fourth vote?
You're right.
We thought it was going to be the fourth vote because the first day, which we knew wasn't going to happen, to the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And then we thought it was going to be the first vote the next day. So that would have been the fourth vote. Do we know which vote it was? Which vote was it?
Not clear.
I didn't see that in all the news coverage yesterday. I didn't see it.
I didn't see the voting. I didn't see. Was it
didn't
close?
Break it down. Yeah. Carnacki wasn't on it.
I did not see Carnacki at the screen.
One thing I did appreciate was no Woj bombs or the equivalent, no Schefter whatevers. You know, like
it was a true surprise.
It's nice that someone can keep a damn secret. You know?
Yeah. I mean,
now, mind you, they've been good at keeping some secrets.
Yeah, no. I would actually say, probably in hindsight, maybe they're very good at it.
Maybe too good.
Maybe we should.
Keeping things a little hidden. Mm. But still, I found that refreshing. There are various people who say that we should have more white smoke in the world. In other words, that, you know, it's a nice way of alerting people that something is coming, right? That white smoke is cool. I'll be honest. We have white smoke. Do we have the ESPN draft?
The chimes?
What is that, if not the equivalent of white smoke?
I mean, there was a story about how it's designed to get our attention.
The choice has been made.
Correct.
The choice has been made. It is about to be announced, people. You all pay attention. That is our white smoke. We don't need white smoke. Let them be the one place. Let them have it.
Like literally the Cardinals pick was in.
The one play the Cardinals pick was in. Let them be the one place that has white smoke. It's a little bit like whoop that trick. Or wrestling night. The Grizzlies kind of invented it, right? Like,
sure.
Whoop that trick, play it at games. Let them be the one place. Everyone else doesn't have to start. Like the Memphis Tigers now do white. I don't need it.
No, I'm with you.
And they also like
when people start adopting it. That's when
annoying. Let them have their white smoke, and we have the equivalent. We have the update modern equivalent in the ESPN jingle or whatever it is. Yeah, that one. Guy's name's Bob. They got a guy named Bob.
Yes,
Bob
from Chicago.
Some people Bob from Chicago. Some people call him Rob.
Bob.
Some people call him Bob. I'm sure you all know this now. He went to Villanova. His house, by the way, his childhood home. Did you see this? As it happens, his childhood home is on the market.
Mm.
It was already on the market. Like, it was before anyone knew he was going to be Pope. It was on the market for $199,000. It's a very... Here it is. Look, here. Look. I'll show you this, too.
Yeah, modest.
Pretty modest, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
Very modest home. It was constructed in 1949 on the south side, and the current owner bought it in May of 2024 for $66,000. A flipper bought it.
Okay, right?
And is now
checks out
and is now selling it for $199,000. You need to put in some countertops and stuff, right?
Oh yeah, of course.
And then you sell it for $199,000, but upon realizing that this is what's happening now, he's mm-hmm. taking it off the market.
Yeah, he's gonna redo.
It's gonna be go for a little more than that.
How many houses yesterday claimed to be the childhood home?
This was, I do believe that I read a story that did sort of indicate.
Gonna bet this
wasn't
the only one.
Yeah, I think I think it's the.
No, I'm with you that this one probably is the correct one. I'm asking how many claimed.
How many claimed to be his father?
I mean, the Cubs claimed him yesterday.
Cubs claimed him, erroneously claimed him, and that was embarrassing.
That's a tough one.
They literally put it up on their scoreboard.
Mm,
His father was a school superintendent. His mother was a librarian. Went to Villanova, as we said, and then he went to Peru. He went to graduate school in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was shipped out to Peru, and so he is American, but he spent
many years
in South America,
yeah.
Most of his career in South America. He actually had become in order to become a bishop there, he had to become a naturalized citizen of Peru, And although he is the first American pope, in his initial remarks, he did not say a word in English.
Yep.
And he did not mention the United States of America. So there you go. It was, it's pretty clear. You know what he believes in? You know what he's a fan of? He's the downtrodden.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be a guy who's interested in the poor and the downtrodden. And so that is, you know, unless you're of a certain tilt, unless you're of a certain bent, that is a good thing. Seems to care about poor people. And those at the fringes. And so that seems promising to me. I don't know there's much else to say about the Pope, except I do admire the fact that he's a White Sox fan, right?
Yeah, you have to, anyone that actually from Chicago that like chooses that team,
yeah.
Like you have to wrap your arms around.
Yeah, you got
to
wrap your arms around.
Yes, absolutely. I did also enjoy the thought of there's a decent chance the Pope has done the Super Bowl shuffle. If you do the age-wise, you know what I mean?
There's probably a decent chance.
I enjoyed that thought.
Someone asked me, has this Pope eaten more hot dogs than all previous popes combined? Do you
probably, right?
I think probably. First of all, now there's sausages in the rest
of
the world.
But hot dogs.
But a hot dog,
yeah.
There aren't, like, there is a difference between a hot dog and a sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Can we establish, right?
Yeah, so, I totally agree.
Yeah, and I honestly don't think the rest of the world, the popes, combined have even eaten a dozen hot dogs. Why would they have?
I don't think I've ever seen a hot dog outside of America.
Yeah, so why would they? They wouldn't be. And popes have traveled to the United States,
right?
But if you're traveling, I doubt you go
like,
already.
But even if let's say you travel to the United States, and you're like, I want to try a hot dog. You probably tried one
hot dog, and maybe only had half of a hot
correct.
Dog.
Like,
whatever. So I think we've got the Pope who's eaten more hot dogs than literally all the previous popes combined. So there you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Before we move on to matters of sports, Jeffrey, I did want to, first of all, I want to thank Walker Taylor for popping on yesterday. That was a total surprise.
To you.
to you. We happened to be talking about.
I was coordinating.
We happened to be talking. Man, he was hot.
Oh, that was he was electric.
He was electric. We happened to be talking about barbecue nachos because the Redbirds, of course, have these games coming up. When they are going to be, instead of the Redbirds, they're going to be the barbecue nachos. And I think it's genius. And so that's all wonderful. But we got on the topic of barbecue nachos and who invented barbecue nachos and whether they've been here forever. And very clearly, they have not been here forever. Like in your childhood, your deep childhood, you did not, in fact, eat barbecue nachos. And he gave us the origins story. But we talked so much about barbecue nachos.
Yep.
That I've now heard from multiple people who had to go out and eat barbecue nachos yesterday.
Guilty.
And in fact, you yourself, did you go straight from here?
So I went to walk my dog first, but all I could think about, I texted my wife. I was like, we just had a debate about the origin of barbecue nachos, and I haven't been able to think about anything else
since.
And so I had to get barbecue nachos.
And where'd you go?
I went to the Three Little Pigs,
which
by the
is
station.
Right here. Yeah. Not the best barbecue nachos?
I wouldn't say. There's other good options on the menu that I would go for, but this was like, I just couldn't think about anything else. I like the barbecue there.
So there you go. Pretty much every place has them now.
I think that's more than, yeah.
We can debate which is best. I feel like I should go to the commissary and get the originals. I'm a fan of the Rendezvous barbecue nachos.
It's tough to just do the pop-in and get Rendezvous.
It's hard to just pop-in. Like, one question though I did have. I asked Gabe this. The other day, now when you go to, it used to be when the media types went to Grizzlies games, there was a little buffet from media, pre-game buffet to feed the media and the people who employed there, et cetera. Now they've gotten rid of that and they just give you a voucher. Okay.
Yep.
So I saw Drew went to get the barbecue nachos the other day. And so I did as well. It's power suggestion. That's what we're talking about here.
Yep.
Right. So Drew ate his barbecue nachos, and I ate my barbecue nachos. But the difference is, Drew, at least at some point, and I'm not saying for the entire enterprise, but at some point, deployed a fork. I never used a fork. I used my fingers the entire time. What's the – and I'll be honest. Like Gabe thought, of course, just your fingers. But that there's always a dry part of – but that's not true. If someone does it right, there are nachos which do not have – there are chips that do, which are totally submerged in goo.
Yeah.
And now you can try to use another chip to convey that chip to your whatever.
But eventually you get to a point where
you're going to get – like you have to decide. So would you typically deploy a fork at any point in eating Rendezvous nachos and – depending on however you feel, would you judge a person on whether they do or don't?
I do not judge whatsoever. I deploy the fork in the same fashion that you talk about. It's at the very end when you're trying to like get the
remnants.
When you're out of scooping devices. And
see.
Like that's when I deploy the
fork. To get the remnants.
Correct. Like usually there's a little bit of barbecue left. There's like it's to scoop up the leftovers.
I can see it to access some of the chips, though, because some of the chips are themselves incredibly goopy.
Yeah.
If it's done right. But anyway. Also this weekend, by the way, we got Greek Fest. If you want to think about some other kind
criminally
of food.
Criminally underrated.
If you want to think about some other kind of food, we try to be versatile here. Greek Fest this weekend. And, of course, it's Mother's Day. So we
a lot on the calendar.
We got a lot going on the calendar. There was a game last night, and it was not electric. It was just an NBA game.
Yep.
How about that? There was nothing to knock you out of your chair, nothing to lift you up out of your couch. There was the Draymond. Really, is there anything much to talk about in this game besides Draymond? What's one thing that did strike me is these playoffs are great. Playoffs are great. Playoffs are fascinating. I concede all that. It is also true that two of these four series – literally half of the playoff series that are being played right now will be decided by injury.
Yeah, I was thinking about this, though. It still weirdly to me feels like fewer injuries are dictating series than in the past couple of years. Because I felt like the last two playoffs in particular, I felt like, man, this is just all injuries. It doesn't to me feel And maybe that's
half of them, literally half of them. And I'm not buying that Cleveland would be losing or would that the Pacers are better. Yeah. I'm not buying it.
To me, at the absolute minimum, it's 1-1.
At the minimum, it is 1-1.
Yeah.
And I think it, yes. And now you got Donovan Mitchell's banged up. Like, I mean, they obviously play tonight. So that series is being, and I feel bad for the Cavs because, yeah, run it back. You can run it back. You're really good. Who knows? You could be really good again next year. But this is, and it does shine a light on the fact that as Grizzly fans, we, you know, people want to fire the medical staff because it's just, no, this happens across the league. The Grizzlies are not the only team that has injuries. This is what happens. I hate to say it. I know, of course you want to watch Steph, right? That was not an interesting game, particularly last night without Steph.
No, to me, the biggest takeaway was you and Chris were spot on. This is not a series without him. Like, they're so bad without him.
But I find it, given that the Grizzlies, given how much I hate the Warriors, okay, this may make me small people, and I'm going to ask Bob's forgiveness for this, for what I'm about to say.
It's his
but
holiness.
Given how much I hate the Warriors, and given that the Grizzlies have been left shorthanded, not in a fair fight with this Warriors team on multiple occasions, even going back to Mike's face.
Mike got hit in the face again last night.
Mike did get hit in the face again last night. Mike's face and Tony's hamstring and Ja's injuries. I don't hate it happening to the Warriors. I'll be honest.
Adams COVID.
Avids, yeah. I do not hate this happening to the Warriors. I'm perfectly happy to see it happen to the Warriors.
They're such gracious losers, too.
And they're such
gracious losers.
So I can enjoy them losing. It wasn't like some signature performance by the T-Wolves. Obviously, Ant had his ankle, which, you know, he was struggling a little bit. Came back. Ended up with 29, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals. Randall was good with 24 points. But they Kerr played 14 players in the first half. Like, he was just looking for anything. He plays Quentin Post,
yeah,
who did some serious damage, let's be honest, against the Grizzlies.
Yeah, he did.
You'll recall. 3 minutes. 3 minutes, 13-0 start with Quentin Post. Better try something else. Ended up going with a lot of Kuminga. And Kuminga had 18 points. But really, there wasn't much particularly interesting about this game, except for the Draymond elbow of Naz Reid. And the guy's just preposterous. He's just preposterous.
What are you talking about? There's an agenda against him.
And he says afterwards, there's an agenda to make him look like the angry black man. And the truth is, he is angry and he is black, and that is just true. It doesn't require a agenda. What happened there on three accounts was ridiculous. One, the foul itself.
Yes.
Like, what the hell? Like, he just flails and hits him in the face. I mean, it's just like, and that's what he does. Sometimes it's with his feet. Sometimes it's with his arms. He just flails. He seems to be an instinct.
Yes.
Right?
No, it's always intentional. How many examples?
Yeah, when it happens this often, it is intentional. It 100% intentional. So that was ridiculous. But then the way that he berates the officials subsequently without drawing a subsequent technical, maybe more ridiculous.
Yes, yeah, I totally agree.
Also 100% part of the history, right?
Yeah, and I to me, the thing that just drives me insane is the league just still enables this.
100%. And then the way that he casts himself as a victim,
yes,
afterwards,
it's just insufferable.
Also ridiculous. Totally insufferable. So, yes, I was happy to see it. Minnesota wins 117.
I mean, there's also, if we really do want to, like, spin it locally, like, it is kind of a reminder, Minnesota finished one game ahead of the Grizzlies. Like, there's...
Well, that's what I've said all along. And if you were now... If you were somehow if you've been in a series against the Warriors and Steph gets injured,
yes,
you feel pretty good about your chances.
It's what's just so annoying about the NBA. It's like, if you lose a playoff series, everyone determines, got it, they're not a contender, got to blow it up. It's like, No, there's value in being good, and who knows what happens.
No, no. Do I want the Grizzlies to try to improve the roster?
Yes,
of course.
We both do.
By the way, speaking of the back to the Pope.
Yes.
We did have the Pope, after he was chosen, say a few words. It doesn't appear that Eastlow ever will.
DeMichael was with me yesterday.
It appears at this point. I have literally never heard of a team. Maybe it's happening. Maybe it's happening right now in San Antonio. Like, I haven't followed to see if they had a presser for him. But it certainly has never happened with the Grizzlies that they named a head coach and didn't have a press conference. And for a team that, let's be honest, was not crushing it in attendance this year, and in the playoffs included, their PR decisions are just utterly mystifying to me.
What PR decisions?
They're just, well, this was a decision. A decision to not,
I guess you're right. I guess not doing something is a decision. Yeah.
Like, what? Like, the lack of communication between that franchise and the city on every front. Yes, it would be nice if people, once upon a time, like regularly on the radio, whatever else. Once upon a time, you could, it was excessive once, honestly. Once upon a time, I could pick up the phone and call the owner, right? Like, it was excessive once. Now?
Was that the richest person in your cell phone?
Maybe not. Probably. Maybe.
Yeah.
But like, the total lack of communication between that franchise and the city that it means to connect to and is just astonishing to me. You know, the owner never talks. The president of team ops never talks. The president never talks. The GM talks only extraordinarily
when mandated by the league.
And the coach, hopefully Eastlow will be better, because Taylor Jenkins, he talked, you know, behind a desk in gibberish. Like, it's just unbelievable.
So I think the only difference is going to be we'll have a very direct coach
but he'll at least talk
yes.
It's just incredible to me, the decision in a small market to wall yourself off from the small market is just insanity. But listen, when they are crushing it and Ja was the hottest thing in the world and whatever else, it didn't matter.
Yep,
but you would think it would matter now. But to your point about the way that people envision the teams have to blow it up if they don't succeed, and you see a version of that right here. Yes, the truth of the matter is, if the Grizzlies literally did just run it back, which no one is advocating, if they just ran it back, they'd probably be a 50-win team next year, and that is pretty damn good, you know. And they are in fact in the same tier. And if you're in the same tier, hell, you're Indiana. You're in the playoffs. All of a sudden, you get to play a Cavs team that's riddled with injuries.
I'm with you.
Pretty good.
I'm with you in the sense that, like, they do feel like they're mediocre plus, and they're about to, you know, it's entirely possible they're going to have back-to-back Eastern Conference Finals appearance.
Yeah, I did call him.
I agree with you, though.
I did call him.
I'm with you. I'm team mediocre plus.
All right. Other news. Locally, we did have the news that that we got a Louisville-Memphis series for the next 6 years. That seems good, doesn't it?
I'm all in favor. Anytime you get games, between, you know, schools that you have history with, sign me up. And then B, we're not doing the stupid thing of let's play this in Nashville. Oh, yuck.
What, by the way, what is the reason for that? Like, even like, so the Vol series, right? When it existed, it was in Memphis and it was in, and then it was in Nashville. And you always heard Cal wanted to do these too. Like, you know, we'll play them in where, what is the point?
Because
you're not satisfying either fan base. You're not making.
I've always just blamed Coach K, because Coach K is the one that popularized this. They wouldn't sign up the home and homes, and then they just started popularizing that we'll play.
And
we'll play these
marquee
games.
Don't ever want to go into the Lions' den.
Correct. The road game.
No one ever wants to play a true road.
Correct.
Game.
And now what people?
It's cowardice.
And now what people have realized is you don't really get punished
for road losses, right? Yeah. John Martin has a piece up about this, which I think is right, which is you can celebrate the history and should celebrate the history. Obviously, Memphis and Louisville has meant a whole lot for a whole long time, for a long time. You go back to Fred Horton and the chair. You know, you go back to Darius Washington, misses the free throws. You know who had some pretty good luck against Louisville is Josh Pastner. Josh Pastner, there was a year I think he swept them. But there's been, obviously, it's the stuff of Memphis lore, basketball lore. But John's point was, you can look to the past and what it means about the past, it means in terms of the past all you want. But what it also means is, it says something about the future of Memphis basketball, that Louisville, which doesn't really, like we talked about how Tennessee doesn't need Memphis, right? Tennessee does not need Memphis. In basketball as an opponent, just does not. Louisville doesn't need Memphis either. But it says something about Memphis basketball that there is faith in the ability of this Memphis basketball team to continue to be relevant and meaningful and important to play that long a series against Louisville. It says some. It
I think I actually argue Louisville might need them. I think you can make the argument Tennessee doesn't.
Right.
Now, I've always thought
the state of the ACC is not the is
correct.
Not, yes.
You saw they're cutting it down from 20 conference games in the ACC to right. 18, and they're telling everybody to go beef up their.
I would say need is strong.
It's probably strong, but
it's not to the extent. Yes, they are not in the SEC. They're not playing the gauntlet that
correct.
Is the SEC. But I do think his point that Louisville doesn't do this unless they have some faith that Memphis will continue to be relevant, I think is right. And obviously they're trying to get, listen, next year's home schedule, the Ole Miss and State games are on the road. So that's not great, right? You got UNLV at home.
Yeah.
You got San Francisco at home. Those aren't going to pack it, right?
Wouldn't think so.
Nice to see Josh and all that.
Yeah, yeah. The Josh thing will be nice.
The Josh thing will be nice. And so they'll continue to work. There's talk maybe about an Alabama series. Missouri is another one that there's talk about. So they'll continue to work on that. Going forward.
I mean, it's the school they've played the most.
That certainly is good news. What did you make of, before we take a break here and talk to Jason on the other side, what did you make of the just sort of rumor or thought
okay.
that Memphis could go to be in the pack
football only?
Floated by Canzano, who is the most connected guy in terms of pack stuff that there is.
I think if they made that, it would be a decision I would get. It still wouldn't, I wouldn't be like, hooray. But I think it would offer at least more interesting games.
What would you do with the rest of the programs? I mean, then Wolken.
That's the other thing.
Then Wolken said.
Is that even really a possibility? Because the American, I would
imagine.
The American
wouldn't let you do that.
Right.
So you couldn't stay in the American, I don't think.
Sunbelt, maybe?
But so Wolken raised the possibility. Could you go to the Big East in basketball?
So I know I definitely think there's been a contingency that has said, do what UConn did, which is send your football independent and
right.
go
and
to
this,
the Big East.
This would be better than that because this would be football.
Is there an invite?
No. This is all.
I mean,
just,
I would be in favor.
But then what do you...
It's a better league.
What do you do with... Where do the Olympic sports go?
I mean, the Big East is everything basically
except... Okay, and it's fine to ship your Olympic sports up to the East Coast all the time? It's better than shipping them out...
I mean,
it's a shorter flight to Philadelphia than it is to Pullman.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So...
I mean, you got schools in Indianapolis.
No, but there's no invite. There's no invite.
Right,
like, all of this is purely theoretical.
I think... Geographically, the Big East makes more sense.
You would say hooray to that, though, wouldn't you? If you could put everything but football in the Big East,
yeah,
and
I would need
find
to see
a home for football.
I would need to see
the financials.
I would need to see yes. Well, and the other thing is like, okay, are we just punting football?
Is that punting football? Why is it punting football? It would
be. You're basically going independent, and you're basically just going to be.
Well, who's in the pack now?
You're saying go do pack and football and Big East and everything else.
Yeah, wouldn't you say hooray? Why would you not say hooray?
Yeah, I mean, it's a better than what we've got.
Certainly better than what you got. That's not the Big 12, you know?
Yeah, but it's better than what we got.
Yeah, I think I would be. I think would be. I think I would be in favor.
I don't know if you can make all those things happen, but yeah.
We got Jason Smith coming up next. Then Chris Harrington again. He's done his countdown, and then Bill Dree is going to join us. Talk to us about Tom Lee. Kind of a fun show today. If you have something that you need framed, the Frame Corner is the place to go. 5035 Park Avenue, FrameCornerMemphis.com. They've been doing it for 50 years. They have literally been doing this for 50 years. You can walk in there with whatever you have. Claire, my wife, walked in with a couple of beautiful prints that she wanted framed. They're beautifully done. They're hanging on our walls right now. Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. And we could have tried to do it till the cows came home and would never have been able to do it. Floating it just right, picking the colors just right. It looks absolutely gorgeous. But if whether it's that or whether it's a golf ball for your home hole in one, or it's whether your grandfather's Arrowhead collection, or whether it's your kid's jersey from high school that he'll never wear again, or whatever it is, anything meaningful to you that you want to keep and preserve and have and display forever, the Frame Corner is there for you and has been doing it for 50 years. 5035 Park Avenue, FrameCornerMemphis.com. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Jason Smith. Jason, John, every single day from 11 until 2. Jeffrey, just when we were going off the air, Jason, Jeffrey brought me some breaking news. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey, tell Jason and the people the breaking news.
Yes, according to Pablo Torre, North Carolina has banned Jordan Hudson from the football facility. She, of course, the 24-year-old girlfriend of Bill Belichick.
So what's the story there? Who banned? Is there any details?
So according to Pablo, quote, two sources at the University of North Carolina tell me that there has been a decision that was made last week by the higher-ups inside the athletic department that had hired Bill Belichick to be the highest-paid public employee, not just the coach in the state of North Carolina at $10 million a year. And that decision was that Jordan Hudson is no longer allowed in the football building. She is not allowed on the football field, in quote, predicted, quote, we won't be hearing much from Jordan moving forward, end quote.
So, Jason, what are your thoughts? How is Bill going to take this?
Maybe he quits.
Yeah. Good God.
I think he has a substantial amount of money, though, if he does that.
Substantial, probably doesn't, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, she seems to have her fangs pretty deep in him. As you know, he was having her CC'd on every email. I mean, when he said that, right, that she's going to be on everything. If I was the president of the university at that point, but forget the athletic director. I mean, I'm like, what's going on? This thing's become, it already was, a circus. They're now having to try to clean it up. And I can't believe that Bill Belichick has allowed it to get to this point. He's
the ultimate control guy. Just focus on the things that matter, guy.
He is now being controlled in a way that, I mean, clearly, or at least up until this point, he has been. And now UNC is saying it so much. We got to put our foot down. I mean, this is crazy. And like you said, sure. Well, yeah. If you want to get serious, surely Bill's not going to say pick her over this money and this opportunity. I mean, the end of the Bill Belichick story at that point, because the NFL is not touching you. We just saw that. You haven't done anything to improve that position in terms of what they think of you with what's happening in North Carolina. And then what athletic director is going to look at the situation and say, oh, we want him to come in and take over our college football program. So this would be the end, literally the end of his story of the Bill Belichick coaching.
Is what we are seeing
and
now.
So you're going to go, no way he goes out like that. He'll stay and but is what, get, some, is what, get some control back in his life.
Is what we are seeing now validating the NFL's decision on Bill Belichick
The NFL had more information.
Yeah,
Atlanta got in pretty deep too before they backed out. And I can't remember if it was a relationship with I can't remember who it was that ultimately soured that or what he wanted, but something, because they were pretty far down the road. At one point, I think we thought he was going to Atlanta.
He was the only person to get a second interview.
Blank took his own plane
down to, I think it was the Caribbean.
They got out.
Yeah.
They got out quickly, so which was unusual. And there was no other interest. And so once that was done, I think we were still sort of surprised because we thought there still might be in Atlanta showing that second, you know, had shown us there might still be, but... Yeah, you know, once he took UNC, you figured there was nobody else in the NFL, at least at that point, willing to take a chance. And it's just crazy where this story is going.
It's
surreal.
Yeah. Well, the thing that's bizarre to me is the idea is that she's supposed to be representing him and helping him with PR, all she has done, or they have collectively together, is wreck his PR.
Well, like John and I have discussed, like, you know, he's got adult children who I'm just saying from this standpoint, how concerned are they about dad with this?
Well, according to Pablo, quote, Bill Belichick's family is extraordinarily concerned by what transpired.
How could you not be? If it was my dad, I'd be going nuts. Again, like what, dude, you've been Mr. Under Control. We come to you for right. In terms of the way we, going about our business or whatever else. I mean, what are we talking about here? And the script's been flipped where it feels like, you know, maybe Bill has lost control. So anyway, in a way, I'm concerned about him because again, we're talking. This is some center stuff here, man. She's got her fangs in. Weird stuff.
So now you and John have both seen Sinners and you both loved it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's all I know.
I can't talk about that movie without talking about. Now one of my favorite actors in Hollywood, Jack O'Connell. He's a British actor. He played Rennick, the villain in that movie. He is the best thing to me. I mean, the movie is great. Coogler is, I mean, this guy as a filmmaker is unbelievable. Like what he's putting on film. Jeff, the whole Irish folk music side of things that I wasn't, it took me away. And how he weaved that in with the blues and what it meant to black folks in that generation. I mean, and Irish folk music, meaning that, you know, that amazed me. But it's the performance of Jack O'Connell. You must see.
All right. I want to get to the Louisville thing here in a moment. But. So I have your co-host on with me regularly, once a week.
Yes.
And about 10 days ago, or maybe 2 weeks ago, and I know this happened on your show too, he suddenly started sounding upbeat about Dane Danger.
You sure did.
And I'd press him on why. He'd say, I'm not saying anything. You know, whatever. He'd be vague about it. So, you know, and I think now that the PJ Haggerty thing, we've all sort of we're moving on. It's very clear that the most important player for the future of University of Memphis basketball is Dane Danger and what he would mean to this roster. And I'm still thinking, well, no one's thought he was going to get the waiver. So what are we doing here exactly? So then there's a story in The Athletic today about 137 players who are in the portal. These are college basketball players who are in the portal, and they stand out because of, I'm reading the lead by Brendan Marks and CJ Moore, because of one thing they're all lacking: remaining college eligibility. There's 137 players in the portal who don't have any eligibility remaining. And it goes on to say that the reason that they are there largely is that the hope that they will get a temporary restraining order. More than 10 eligibility lawsuits have been filed against the NCAA since January 1, and this story goes on to recount them. Now, literally, they're not all successful. Evidently, there's a Tennessee baseball player. I don't know if you're familiar with that, Jeffrey, who didn't get, went to court and didn't get a TRO. But this is, let's be honest, this is the old James Wiseman playbook. Only back then, Memphis was crushed for doing it, right? Memphis, the University of Memphis, got crushed for trying to make an end run around the NCAA by getting a TRO so James Wiseman could play. Now, it seems to be a strategy. We've certainly seen that deploy in football at Vanderbilt, right? We've seen that. Is that the strategy here? I'm just reading between the lines here. 137 of them, a lot of them seem to be seeking TROs. Is the idea that Dane Danger, and by the way, this story does talk about Danger in particular, honestly, in terms of his ability to get a waiver, and is a little more hopeful about his ability to actually get the waiver than a lot of these players, because there's at least some reason. As this story says, the NCAA has shown a proclivity for granting waivers to players who appeared in under 30% of their team games in a given year. And we know for Dane, it was three games in 2021, 2022 before he transferred. So, but is that the playbook? Could that be the playbook that they're going to get they're either going to not get the waiver or not get the waiver, but then they're going to get Leslie Ballin or whoever else to head on down to the courthouse, and Dane Danger's next thing you know, he's going to be suiting up in the Memphis Tiger jersey.
Well, let's hope he doesn't quit like James Wiseman did. I'll start there. after that, I would say I think the hope has always been that you, whether it's with your own or sort of collectively, but separately, maybe these guys in the portal all grouped together, but in number, overwhelm the NCAA, which you know doesn't have the manpower anymore to sort of, you know, thoroughly go through these and deny them. It just feels like we're at a time now where they don't have, you know, they're just not at a place where, they're taking a month or more. I remember Michael Dixon, how long that went on under Josh Pastner. And it just felt like for each and every case, they had the time, man, back then to go through them and then give you the no or the yes. In Michael Dixon's case, it ended up working out for him. But I don't remember all the details of this. I'm not trying to say it was like Dane's or whatever else. It might have been a totally separate set of circumstances, but you needed the yes from them. My point is that now, I mean, we know how in terms of their power, how much it's been weakened. And so whether it's yes, whether it's with lawsuits or whether it's, just doing it in mass without lawsuits, you want the NCAA to say, you know what, we can't do this. And rubber stamp, I mean, put a sort of stamp on these and let them all through. Now, again, I would say you're still Memphis. They've never sort of given us the benefit of the doubt. I know that can at some point sound like, oh man, you're just Memphis complaining, but we realize too that we have quite the history with them. AIRP or whatever the hell that thing was back in the day, we all got off pretty light there. But otherwise, Memphis typically gets the answer you don't want from the NCAA. That history's there. I don't know. I mean, with Dane, he was ineligible that season, right? I mean, he was ruled academically ineligible. That seems to be what still stands. Getting that year back seems to still be the sticking point. But maybe because the NCAA has so many cases, what it can't do is go to court on all these. We can't do this anymore and just give it all to them. We're trying to get through that COVID year. My God, just, you know, advance us past this. And you know, that's what you're hoping, that they're tired and can't fight.
And the reason there's so many, obviously, is all these players see opportunity to make real money, you know, lined up to make a lot, which there'd always be a few, but there's never been this enthusiasm.
It's because there's
a pot at the end of the rainbow. I presume you covered a good number of Memphis Louisville games. Any standout? What were you during the beat writer? You were the beat writer during any that were memorable?
Yeah, Josh beat them both times the year they were ranked, I think, top 10,
yep.
Which was unbelievable because Josh, up until that year, didn't have any wins against ranked opponents. You probably remember it. Yep. I mean, you remember it well. And so that year, it wasn't just beating Louisville twice. I think he got five of those. They played a ton of ranked teams, but those Louisville games, oh, my gosh,
electric.
Man. You remember, I mean, they were, electric, and they tried to – remember the fans tried to – if I'm not mistaken, or something about finger signs where it was – us or them. I mean, I wanted to go look at it before I got back on the on our show today and start talking about this series. But what's so great now in renewing this, really at a time where you could have sort of the same thing, it feels like, at least from a fan standpoint, maybe even greater in Tennessee, Memphis, but Rick Barnes won't play it. Pat Kelsey's got them relevant, right? I mean, that's who's, you know, what they did last year, his turnaround. You know, Kenny Payne and I guess Chris Mack before that, I think, had done a really good job after Patino left it. I mean, you know, in the state that it was in, weakened. They helped contribute to running it into the ground. Both had in their own individual issues. And so at one point, you know, Louisville-Memphis, that'd still be an okay rivalry, depending upon how those fans still feel about you. But is it relevant? Is it a good win for you? Well, now it is. And here's the thing about Louisville's plight being in the ACC, the way it's been lessened, there's not as many quality wins in the ACC as previously. And so it's the perfect time for both schools from the old standpoint of this is a quality opponent. Most years they should be top 25-ish, you'd hope, certainly. This is a quality opponent and something good for both teams in terms of getting you another good resume win. And even if it's a loss, that's the great thing about this series is that it shouldn't hurt you based on the expectations now for both programs. So because Pat Kelsey's got it so hot again, man, this is perfect right now. And I guess, you know, Memphis is because it's, yes, this is, you know, you're talking about 6,500 actual butts in seats. Opponents matter more than ever. I think if I recall, Jeff, I don't have the list in front of me, but the ones that we know were over 10,000 were the regional rivals, Mississippi State and Ole Miss. Certainly helped that their fans came. It matters. Right, who you're playing. I'm sure Memphis fans still feel a way about Louisville. I question if they still have that same fire for you, but we're about to see. And when you're good and they're good, it'll help, you know, sort of get that fire, you know, restoke that thing in a way. And so I'm excited about it. I think this is really smart on the to lock it in this long, sounds like for both sides, and looking forward to it, man. Hopefully it can get as heated as it once was and as recently as it was that year where you got to play them twice. It was that one year they were still in the AAC. That's why you played them twice, if I'm not mistaken, before they left off to the ACC.
Jason, thank you very much. I'll be listening. Appreciate it.
Take care, brother.
That is Jason Smith. Makes the point you made, Jeffrey, that in fact, Louisville, because given the state of the ACC, Louisville needs it actually a little more than you would think. The other thing I want to talk about real quick before we get to Chris Harrington, and then we got Bill Dries on Tom Lee in the second hour. We did hear that, so the Egg Bowl is going to be on Black Friday.
Black Friday, I believe.
It's at noon Eastern.
Correct.
11, right?
11 Central, yes.
And Texas A&M is going to be on Black Friday, I believe, as well. What's the deal with the NFL? The NFL started playing on Black Friday.
I believe we have Amazon games. Because I think Amazon wants the exposure and to remind you, you don't have to go out on Black Friday. You can just shop on Amazon.
I see. That in 23, the NFL first did. It's a Friday, and they normally stay away from Friday, and then they said, the hell with it.
Yep.
We're doing Black Friday.
Correct.
So what do you think about the Egg Bowl on Friday?
So the advantage of the 11 a.m. game is that there is no NFL game in that window.
Right.
I believe last year they had the 2:30 game, and we had NFL games at that time.
NFL 11 a.m. is too early for a football game, though, isn't it?
I mean, that has been a big Ole Miss complaint, is that despite they're having success, they get stuck with all these 11 a.m. games. Like, that's a common complaint for them. But I don't know. I mean, it's
And then what is the what is the There was news yesterday that the NFL may have a YouTube game. And then
So they're selling
they said not a YouTube TV game.
I believe
YouTube
they're selling
game.
The
What is the difference?
This is the Brazil game. So they're selling a game that they so YouTube TV is what
YouTube, you subscribe to. It's like Apple TV and whatever else, right?
Yes. Correct.
But what's the difference between YouTube and YouTube TV?
So YouTube is just like the website or the app, and it's not free.
So it's correct. Free. The big correct. Difference is it's free.
Correct. And also Sunday Ticket is now bought through YouTube. And so my suspicion is that Brazil game's early in the year, and maybe you put it on YouTube and you get more people to buy Sunday Ticket.
I see. And then there was also some word yesterday that we may be jumping directly to a 16-team playoff. Did you see this?
Yes. I think everything right now is just a negotiation, because then concurrently you also have the SEC and ESPN negotiating about
adding
the cost of
game.
A ninth game.
ESPN is now willing to pony up for him.
I mean, can you realistically do the 16-game playoff and have the SEC championship game? I mean, I guess the answer is yes, but I keep wondering about
that. Good for the SEC, though, for holding out. Like, people always were like, why didn't they add a ninth game? And now they're getting extra money for
correct.
It. Correct. We'll consider it.
Yes.
You know?
They've made this a...
I mean, they knew what
well,
they were
I
doing
I also
here.
Think they were smarter... Like. The Big Ten, everyone was applauding. Oh, look, they're going to be on CBS, NBC, and Fox. It's going to be like the NFL. Well, what's really worked has just been the ESPN deal. Sit down on ABC starting at 11 a.m. on a Saturday, and it's just SEC wall-to-wall. Like, that's worked for them.
Chris Herring coming up next. It is Mother's Day Sunday, but it is not too late. It is not too late. I don't have a mom anymore. You've got a mom. You gotten your mom something?
Aaliyah's got my mom something, and let's just say we got a big 36 hours ahead of us.
I am always aware of people who, you know, we celebrate these days, and there are some people who have lost their mom. There's some people who have strained relationships with them. Whatever. I mean, these different days can mean different things, but there's nothing quite like your mom. And but it's one of the nice things that at Robert Owen Jewelers, you can get stuff for any kind of mom. Maybe, you know, I don't have a mom anymore. Love my mom. But I have a wife who's a mom, and I have an ex-wife who's a mom of my kids. And then there's mother-in-laws, and there's grandmoms, and there's pets moms, and all to be celebrated on Sunday. And whatever you're looking for is available at Robert Owen Jewelers, including diamonds. And I'm thinking to myself, diamonds are expensive because they're glorious. But yes, they're not that expensive. You can get a 2-carat. That is it's a big diamond, a 2-carat lab-grown diamond stud earrings, $799 while supplies last. You can get the diamond paw necklace for your pet's mom for a mere $119. To the Moon gift set that includes a To the Moon and Back diamond pendant, 24 karat gold dip rose. That's only $199. Celebrate your mom or the moms in your life the way they should be celebrated with diamonds at Robert Owen Jewelers. Free financing, 12 months 0% interest, or take up to 60 months to pay. They got 5 convenient locations. I go to the one right across from Novel on Perkins Extended. Find the one closest to you. Check them out online at rijewelers.com. Chris Harrington next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.